They had by now, according to their sign, sold the same original burger 50 billion times. He wondered if it was to the same person. Life in Anaheim, California was a commercial for itself, endlessly replayed. Nothing changed. It just spread out farther and farther in the form of neon ooze. What there was always more of had been congealed into permanence long ago, as if the automatic factory that cranked out these objects had jammed in the on position. How the land became plastic, he thought, remembering the fairy tale, how the sea became salt. Someday, he thought, it'll be mandatory that we all sell the McDonald's hamburger as well as buy it. We'll sell it back and forth to each other forever from our living rooms. That way we won't even have to go outside. He looked at his watch. 2:30. Time to make a buy call. According to Donna, he could score through her on perhaps 1,000 tabs of Substance D cut with meth. Naturally, once he got it, he would turn it over to County Drug Abuse to be analyzed and then destroyed, or whatever they did with it. Dropped it themselves, maybe, or so another legend went. Or sold it. But his purchase from her was not to bust her for dealing. He had bought many times from her and had never arrested her. That was not what it was all about, busting a small-time local dealer, a chick who considered it cool and far out to deal dope. Half the narcotics agents in Orange County were aware that Donna dealt and recognized her on sight. Donna dealt sometimes in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven store, in front of the automatic holo scanner the police kept going there, and got away with it. In a sense, Donna could never be busted, no matter what she did and in front of whom. What his transaction with Donna, like all those before, added up to was an attempt to thread a path upward via Donna to the supplier she bought from, so his purchases from her gradually grew in quantity. Originally, he had coaxed her, if that was the word, into laying 10 tabs on him, as a favor. Friend of friend stuff. Then later on, he had wangled a bag of 100 for recompense, then 3 bags. Now, if he lucked out, he could score 1,000, which was 10 bags. Eventually, he would be buying in a quantity which would be beyond her economic capacity. She could not front enough bread for her supplier to secure the stuff at her end. Therefore, she would lose instead of getting a big profit. They would haggle. She would insist that he front at least part of it. He would refuse. She couldn't front it herself to her source. Time would run out. Even in a deal that small, a certain amount of tension would grow. Everyone would be getting impatient. Her supplier, whoever he was, would be holding and mad because she hadn't shown. So eventually, if it worked out right, she would give up and say to him and to her supplier, "Look, you better deal direct with each other. I know you both. You're both cool. I'll vouch for both of you. I'll set a place and a time, and you two can meet. So from now on, Bob, you can start buying direct. If you're gonna buy in this quantity." Because in that quantity, he was, for all intents and purposes, a dealer. These were approaching dealer's quantities. Donna would assume he was reselling at a profit per 100, since he was buying 1,000 at a time at least. This way, he could travel up the ladder and come to the next person in line, become a dealer like her, and then later on, maybe get another step up and another as the quantities he bought grew. Eventually, this was the name of the project, he would meet someone high enough to be worth busting. That meant someone who knew something, which meant someone either in contact with those who manufactured or someone who ran it in from the supplier who himself knew the source.